This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so it is now 4:01 on the East Coast, so we're 1 minute past the franchise deadline, and there are reports that Daniel Jones and the Giants have come to an agreement and that Saquon Barkley is, in fact, being franchised.
So you want to guess what it is for 4 years?
Oh, I'd say they, our very own Jordan Ronan last week said it's going to start with a four, so I'd say 160 for four.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, 160, and because here's what I think they did. All right, we'll go up $2 million. We'll take a year away. And that's probably what it was. And they'll be able to maneuver it so it's less of a cap hit in the first couple of years. So they can go load up. You get Saquon at pretty decent money now with the franchise tag. Even if you give him a contract, it won't be as excessive as probably the one that maybe you were willing to give him in the middle of the year. That's what Saquon's got to be red hot about, guys. Is to at himself for... Should he have just taken the money that he was offered at the bye?
Well, now that he's going to get 10.1, of course he's upset because they offered him 12.5.
But they still could work out a deal. But it may not be as lucrative as the one they offered him at the bye. So
Diana Rossini is making it official. The Giants have officially franchise tagged Saquon Barkley.
And this was the plan, right? So whatever the money happens to be, you stayed away from the franchise tag on Jones, which gives you the flexibility to backload the deal, to add free agents in the first couple of years, and save the franchise tag for Barkley. So I am suspecting it's probably 40 a year. Does that seem excessive? It does. But the fact you didn't have to franchise him, you were able to save the franchise tag for Barkley. Both are coming back next year. Giants have to consider this a huge win.
I think Shane played it the right way. He didn't get into any hissing matches in the media that, Jones was asking for too much. Didn't negotiate in the media. This guy has shown that he knows what he's doing. So now he signs him to this contract that will not be nearly $40 million off the cap this year. Probably $10 million, the way they structure it. And they'll pay down the line. And they're going to actually get the preferred deal with Saquon Barkley. With a running back, you'd love to go year to year. Why would you even want to go any more than year to year?
Right.
You tear a knee up, that's it, it's over. You give him a 3 or 4 year contract, you're going to have to guarantee more than $10 million. So if I'm the Giants, you know what? I'm in the perfect situation with Barkley. This is what he's getting. You wanted to play hardball, you just lost. You lost. You want it more than you should have wanted.
And you know what's the bummer about it too? In my opinion, he did more. Saquon did more last year to earn his money than Daniel Jones did.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he plays a different position.
No, absolutely. But in terms of like the betting on their self thing, something that we were speculating, would Jones have to do that if they franchised him? Obviously, now it sounds like that's a problem. They won't have to exist. But Jones bet on himself and did it right. He just didn't get the situation right.
Now, all right, so Paul Schwartz of the New York Post confirming it is a 4-year deal worth $160 million for Daniel Jones.
Right. And Connor Hughes mentions from SNY, covers the Giants, that's tied for 7th highest in the NFL with Matthew Stafford of the Rams and Dak Prescott of the Cowboys.
But that will be passed very quickly. When Herbert signs and when Burrow signs, so... He'll drop below them. So would you say he was 7th? That'll be 9th.
Yeah.
Then Trevor Lawrence, that'll be 10th.
But it's kind of, and listen, Stafford won a Super Bowl. I get that. But when you look at those names, that's kind of where he should be, right? Peter, if there was a table, right, going into the 2023 season, I think those three quarterbacks would be at the same table.
Probably. I think Stafford and Prescott, obviously, we've seen them do better things than we've ever seen Daniel Jones do. But, yeah, I think they're sitting in the same general area.
Now, we should apologize.
In what sense?
To Lawrence Tynes. Because as Daniel Jones was toward the end of the season and then the game against the Vikings, he said if he doesn't get $40 million a year, he should fire his agent. He got $40 million a year. We laughed at it. We never thought $40 million a year was even a possibility. He got $40 million a year. Let's put it this way. Daniel Jones threw for 15 touchdowns last year and ran for 7. Aaron Judge broke a hallowed, American League record of 62 home runs with 62, and they're both getting $40 million a year. It's good to be a quarterback, although Aaron's is all guaranteed.
Right.
9 years, 360, but he's making the same amount of money per year as a guy through 15 touchdowns.
And this is going to sound outrageous, and you might want to jump me, but I think it's obvious. Jones impacts the Giants more than Judge impacts the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Of course he does. I mean, he couldn't jump you for that.
Yeah, from a dollar-to-dollar basis, as far as people in the building and all that stuff, or what he can make off the field, but just a quarterback in the NFL, the way this game is structured right now, knowing you really can't do anything without at least a better-than-average quarterback, that's why they're commanding so much money. In a sport where, guys, a lot of players, listen, they make money, but you know, Saquon Barkley is going to make $10 million. If he ends up not negotiating and just gets the franchise tag, $10.1 million, that's a lot of money. But for the star power of Saquon Barkley compared to other athletes in New York, just because he's a running back.
It's amazing, too. If another team wants to blow Barkley out of the water, just the way the franchise tag system is set up, you know, we always talk about first-round draft picks for running backs. Who's giving up two first-round draft picks for a running back? So that's why, if I'm the Giants, listen, we offered you a deal. Now it's 10.1. And they get the best of it. So a big W for Joe Shane. And it's a big L for Saquon Barkley. I want to see the team that's going to offer him a contract and give two first-round draft picks to the Giants.
Now, I wonder, because, listen, the running back is still important in college. But, you know, when you start deciding what position you want to play football, and you just and the coach tells you, and you're 12, 13 years old, you're going to play football as a freshman in high school. And, all right, who wants to be a quarterback? Who wants to be an offensive lineman? Who wants to be a wide receiver? Does anybody want to be a running back? I mean, kids know what's going on now. They see what's happening. They read the news. They watch ESPN. They listen to this show. Like, do they think, I want to play running back because it's fun? Or are they going to look at it and say, if I'm ever going to make it in this business, there's not much money to be made here. If I could play some other position, maybe I'm going to play some other position. Safety, same thing. Maybe I'll work out a little bit more, hit the weights, and become a linebacker. You know, maybe I'll try to up my speed and become a cornerback. Like, it's weird that some positions just don't pay.
You know, somewhere Dave Gettleman's probably smiling. So these were the two centerpieces for him, and the Giants had to keep them. Had to. Now, he put them in the salary cap hell that the franchising Jones was so scary for them. But these were his two main picks, and boom. They had to have him, and they're both coming back to Giants. And Dexter Lawrence was also a pick of Gettleman. So he did a lot of bad things, like the Galladay signing and the signing of Solder. But these two draft picks he obviously got right, according to this new front office. He got it right. Otherwise, they would have let him go.
As I've said many times before, Gettleman was a better scout than he was a GM. He could scout talent. He could draft. You know, Julian Love's another guy they've got to work out. He was a pick of Gettleman. Gettleman could draft. He can find players. He just couldn't manage a cap, and he wasn't very good with his free agent signings. But evaluating young players out of college, he did that very well.
1-800-919-3776. We're waiting on Dan Graziano, who covers the NFL for ESPN and certainly is locked in with the Giants. He'll give us his take on this as well. But if you just joined us, Barkley has been franchise tag at $10.1 million. Jones with a four-year deal, $161 million. It's being reported that the first 2 years are worth $82 million. So it's slightly front-loaded. So $41 million a year for the first two. And then after that, it'll drop down just a bit, probably $39 million a year for the other years. And, boy, you're in a good situation if you're Daniel Jones. He's going to be 30 years old when this deal is up.
Yeah.
And he's going to cash in again when – it keeps, you know, skyrocketing. Now Dan Graziano does join us over the phone. Dan, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Looking at what the Giants did, I would say that Joe Shane did a good job. Your take?
Well, have we seen numbers yet? I'm in the car, so I haven't.
160 for four.
Signed him. Yeah, so that's, and then we'll see. You know, obviously you know how that works, where, like, the top line numbers come out, and then we dig in a little bit, and so – yeah, I mean, it seemed like that's what Daniel Jones and his side wanted, was to get to that 40 a year. And, you know, the Giants probably were hesitant there, and that was what the holdup was. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's fine. And to me, like, in a strict business sense, like, if you have a $32 million franchise tag available for a guy that threw 15 touchdown passes, I don't understand why you go to 40 a year. But they determined that's what they wanted to do. They believe in him. They feel like it's worth it. And then they get to keep Saquon as well. So, yeah, I guess those were their objectives entering the week and the day, and they seem to have accomplished them.
Was there any truth to the rumor that they had originally offered 5 years, 190, which would have put it at the $38 million a year, and they're just looking at it as though we just went a couple of million over that?
That's possible. I mean, look, in these negotiations, things fly back and forth in terms of offers and different structures. I know in general that's plausible because the team is usually looking to do at least 5 years because you can spread signing bonus proration out up to 5 years. So the four-year deal, and again, maybe there's void years in there that allow them to spread the signing bonus out. Maybe that, you know, maybe that will come out too as we learn more. But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if that were true. But I mean, they've been sending proposals and ideas back and forth now for at least the last week and a half, and probably longer. So yeah, I'm sure the Giants pushed for a longer structure than the 4 years.
Now, Dan, is this a loss for Saquon Barkley? Because there were reports that before the trade deadline, they offered him 12 and a half a year, and now he gets 10.1 with the franchise tag. Did he overplay his hand?
Probably. The running back market is likely to be flooded with guys, and you know, he may be the best of the bunch, but it's a position nobody really wants to pay for. You've got, if the Titans have Derrick Henry out on the market, you know, Ezekiel Elliott could get cut. You already have guys like, you know, like Miles Sanders. I mean, like, there's just really sort of a whatever sort of flavor running back you're looking for is kind of out there. So I don't, I mean, to me, if the Giants were offering 12 and a half, and I'm Saquon, I would have taken that. Now, it still may be that they get to a deal. Just being franchised doesn't keep you from negotiating a deal, and they have till July 15th they could figure it out. But I don't think, if he was looking for 15, 16, as some people have indicated, I don't see how that's out there for him.
Now, with everything going their way.
Not now. Now he's franchised.
As far as not having to franchise the quarterback, how much money do you think they're working with, and how active can they be in free agency now?
I got to be honest. Like, I don't know their exact cap situation. We also don't know what the first-year cap hit on Daniel Jones will end up being. Again, driving a car, I haven't been able to dig into it, even if it's out there. You know, the Raiders did their deal with Derek Carr yesterday, and the Saints did their deal with Derek Carr yesterday, and his first-year cap hit's only $7 million. So it's possible the Jones deal actually helps them against the cap. So, they need receivers, obviously. They're good at tackle. They can do some things. When they cut Kenny Golladay, they'll get relief. I think they'd probably do something with Leonard Williams' contract. So I don't think that they're one of the more cap-strapped teams out there. I think they should be able to operate in the free agent market. The question is, you know, how hard do you want to hit free agency? It hasn't been a very successful long-term team-building recipe for teams over the years. It doesn't seem to be a star-studded free agent class. So they have to pick their spots there and try and build this thing through the draft, apparently around Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Our NFL insider, Dan Graziano, joining us here on the Michael Kay Show. Dan, before we let you go, it's just hard for everyone, including the three of us here on the air, to wrap our minds around the fact that Daniel Jones is making $40 million a year. Maybe we're underselling him. I know he's, you know, it's just the market the way it is, but I never thought that Daniel Jones was going to get $40 million a year. God bless him, but the quarterback market has really exploded.
Yeah, but Michael, I'm with you guys. Like, I don't think that that's where the quarterback market is. The two guys that signed yesterday were mid to high 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones hasn't accomplished any more than those guys have. He threw 15 touchdown passes last year. Like, if I have a $32 million franchise tag available to me, I'm playing hardball in negotiations. Now, good for the Giants if they really believe in this guy and if they turn out to be right and he's going to play better once they get him some receivers. That's the bet they're making. And again, we'll see the full contract details once they come out, and we'll see how close to 40 it actually is. But, yeah, to me, I just felt like the Giants had a lot more leverage during this whole thing because of that franchise tag than they were willing to sort of exercise, and obviously we'll see how it works out for them.
You think the Jets are definitely getting Rodgers now that that plane has landed in California and the whole contingent is talking with him?
Yeah, I stay way, way clear of the word definitely when we talk about Aaron Rodgers and what's going to happen, because that guy, you know, there aren't many people in the world that know what's going on in his head at a given moment. Unless you can get McAfee on here to tell you about that, I'm not sure you're going to get much insight. So, yeah, look, the Jets are putting a hard sell on. I think it's entirely possible they end up with him. But I've been cautioned multiple times today by sources I've been talking to, like, don't get ahead of yourself. There are still people who think he'll retire. There are still people who think he'll end up back in Green Bay. We haven't heard from him yet what he wants to do. Seems like he's going to have a real good look at the Jets organization, and they'll have everybody there to answer any questions he has. So if they are part of the decision-making process for him, they'll have a lot of information to go on. I think we'll know something one way or another by the end of this week.
Thanks, Dan. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, gentlemen.
Now, Ian Rappaport is reporting, guys, that it's not just a four-year 160. There's $35 million more in upside. So incentives. And it reminds me of something that George Steinbrenner used to say. You know, he'd give a big contract to somebody, and they say, well, I want incentives for winning the MVP, blah, blah. And he goes, no, I'm paying the salary to win the MVP. You're not going to get more to win it. But now there's $35 million in incentives, which could, you know, up the value of the contract to $195 for four if he hits those incentives.
I wonder what those are. Because it's
16 touchdowns, I think, is the big incentive.
That'll put him in the upper top 80% of the league if you could do that. I just wonder, like, you would think that those incentives would have come had the deal been lower. Like, you'd think that if they'd gotten him to agree to 37 and a half a year, then the incentives would be a really important play. 40 plus incentives? But by the way, kudos to him for switching agencies. Obviously, it worked out for him well. I mean, I'm a CAA guy, so I think he made a horrible decision. But obviously, it worked out well for him.
It certainly did. He certainly has no complaints. 1-800-919-3776. We go to Cheryl in New Jersey. Cheryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jones did great this year. He had a great year. But don't forget, the last 3 years, he didn't do that great. $40 million for 4 years on a guy that just had a great season because of his new coach is great. Thank you. Go Giants.
Well, Cheryl, one thing I would disagree. He didn't have a great year. He had a good year. 15 touchdowns, not a great year. He had a good year.
He ran for a bunch, too.
Oh, okay. He ran for seven.
Seven.
Seven. It's he had a good year. He didn't have a great year.
No,
you can't put the label great on that year. It's not a great year.
No, but they're banking on, because you pay a contract not on what you've done, what they think you're going to do. So obviously, Michael, if the early reports of 190 over five were true, and they settle for 160 over four, they believe he's going to be much better. That's what they're banking on. That they're going to get him weapons another year. With him, with this coaching staff, that they believe he's going to be a better quarterback. But what can the realistic jump be? 15 to 21? 15 to, I can't imagine he's going to double his touchdowns in the air.
I mean, 3,200 passing yards.
Now, he didn't have any weapons. He had a most of the season an average offensive line. So get him some weapons and hope the coaching staff opens up a little bit more. He had a good completion percentage. You know, rushing for seven touchdowns is not nothing. So if he can get to, let's say he gets to 4,000, 20 with eight or nine rushing touchdowns, and they win a couple of more games, because that's what it's about, guys, right? We want these stats to translate into wins. Like, he didn't look great against Philadelphia, but he looked great against Minnesota. He can handle New York. You know what you got in him. And they're banking on that he is going to turn the corner. They're not paying him this money to throw 15 touchdown passes and 3,200 yards.
But he's asking for this money and got the money off a 15 touchdown year.
Because he believes that he can be better. I guess that's what you're paying for.
No, I think he's saying this is what I'm worth right now. I mean, it's up to the Giants to project how good he's going to be, because I think they'd be foolish to give him $160 million for a 15-touchdown year. If he had four more years like the one he just had, they made a mistake. Sorry, they did. I think he's a good quarterback. I don't think he's in the upper echelon of quarterbacks. I don't think he's at one of the main tables in Peter's big dinner. He is okay. But, you know, Cheryl just said great. He ain't great. Patrick Mahomes is great. Joe Burrow's great. Those guys are great. Josh Allen is great. He's not
okay.
Great.
But wouldn't you sign for Eli? Never a great regular season quarterback, never in the upper tier, but, you know, he won you a couple of Super Bowls. I mean, maybe the Giants, and all along they've seen this guy as being the next Eli. So what if he has, you know, better than pedestrian numbers in the regular season, but he's going to be great in the postseason? We'll see. All right, does anybody care about his numbers if this team's playing in the championship game next year?
Nope.
Not going to matter, right? So those numbers are great for fantasy. They're great for throwing out who's better than who. But if the Giants think they can win what's believed to be a wide-open NFC, although I don't think it qualifies for the Giants because the best team in the NFC is in their division. And the Dallas Cowboys are still there too. So, but maybe they feel like, hey, maybe he'll be Eli. Throw for 4-something, throw for 20-something, but win us playoff games. And that's what they want to do.
You know, this is quite the controversial thing to say, but if Eli didn't win those Super Bowls, the Eli that you can't tell, I mean, obviously that's the fulcrum of his career, but in two postseasons he went nuts. But if he had that career without those two Super Bowls, you'd be disappointed in the Eli Manning era.
Of course.
And that was just an amazing, you know, dreamscape sort of two-year run. He earned everything. He made the trade by Ernie Accorsi, everything it was supposed to be. But during the years, he never really put up amazing numbers. Just didn't.
But you know what he did? Better numbers than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so
that, way more touchdowns.
You know, I've always felt that it's been that Eli's regular seasons were a bit underrated. Of course, he's never going to be, you know, his brother. He's never going to be Tom. But, you know, his numbers, he was consistently over 4,000 yards. And, you know, he had 4,400 yards and 30 touchdowns. He had 4,435 touchdowns. You know, he did throw a lot of picks. But, you know, he had 35 and 14. He had 30 and 14. There was 31 and 25, which is a lot of interceptions. But point is, the numbers are a little bit better than I think people remember, but those two Super Bowls are two immovable objects to Giant fans.
Saquon Barkley just tweeted out, congratulations, brother, to Daniel Jones.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The Jets right now, their jet has landed in California, and they're meeting with Aaron Rodgers. It was interesting to me that Dan Graziano was not embracing this as a done deal yet. Domofsky earlier seemed like it was close to a done deal, but there's some thought that Rodgers could say, nah, I'm good.
Well,
and who's breaking up? Is Rodgers breaking up with the Packers, or the Packers breaking up with him? Because if he's breaking up, if they're breaking up with him, he could say, you know what? Nope. Release me. And then you have a choice of going wherever he wants, and the team doesn't lose a draft pick or any kind of draft capital. So this could play out for a while. Who's breaking up with whom?
Well, the Packers had to give permission to the Jets to meet with him.
Right.
So doesn't it sound like the Packers are open for a breakup?
Yeah, but maybe they're the ones that want the breakup. Maybe Rodgers told them, I want to play, and they just don't want him to play. Because they've got to make a decision on Jordan Love. Otherwise, that's a wasted draft.
Right. I think they're probably done. But from a leverage standpoint, maybe they'll say, we can make it work another year. We don't have to deal him. Because what other leverage do they have otherwise?
Yeah, I don't think they have much leverage. Let's go to Justin in Toms River. What's up, Justin?
Justin.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I'm a longtime Jet fan. You know, I'm ecstatic. And, you know, I just don't get the old-timers like Ira. You know, I'm 35 years old. You know the last time the Jets had a home playoff game was 2002 against the Colts when they blew out Peyton Manning. And I'm not as long of a suffering Jet fan as, like, Ira and some of these other guys. But, like, Don, I think you hit it on the head. You know, they're just always expecting the worst is going to happen.
Right.
And I know our franchise has not had a lot of success over the years. It's been a decade since we've been to the playoffs. But, like, at this point, why not go all in? You know, the other guys like Carr and all them, they don't move the needle for me. They're not going to get – I mean, unless the unlikely has happened and everything falls our way, we are not winning a Super Bowl or getting deep in the playoffs with those guys, in my opinion. And, you know, I just don't get it. They, you know, I understand that maybe, you know, Rodgers may only be here a year or two. That's maybe the only downside to this. But everybody's saying, oh, he's smug, he's a prick, you know, he's unorthodox. Whoa. Who cares? No Jet fan is going to care when he's throwing 300 yards and throwing touchdowns and getting us deep in the playoffs. I don't care. Whatever the guy does off the field, it really doesn't matter to me. As long as the guy has a good head on his shoulders and goes out every Sunday to give us the best chance to win, that's all that I care
but
about.
But let me throw something at you. Is there a huge difference? I understand Matt Stafford's, I think, slightly more talented than Derek Carr. But there's a huge difference between the L.A. Rams getting Matt Stafford and the Jets getting Derek Carr.
Well, Stafford was younger.
When they got him?
Yeah.
How much? What was he, 29?
Younger than Rodgers?
No,
I'm saying the Carr, because he was I was referring to his point that there was
he was older than Carr.
Yeah. His idea that there was no way to move the needle with Carr. Listen, it doesn't matter. Carr's in New Orleans now. But I disagree with that. Oh. I think Carr would have still been a major add for this team.
Yeah, but that Ram team was a consistent playoff team with Goff, and then they were able to get better at the quarterback position, but they were an established playoff team. Jets have
35 now.
Jets have talent, but they're not an established playoff team.
No, but we all agree they would have been in the playoffs this year with me at quarterback. So they're pretty close.
Right. But I don't know if they were winning a Super Bowl with Carr this year. Now, maybe over a couple of year span, there was a chance. But you're getting Aaron Rodgers. Just close your eyes and picture the Jets last year with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback instead of what they had last season. What's their record?
Wow.
And now on top of that, all those guys are a year older, a year more experience. They got a much better offensive coordinator now that fits the quarterback that they want. Guys, there's a chance. There is a legitimate chance that the Jets could be competing for a Super Bowl this upcoming season with Aaron Rodgers.
Let's go to Danny in Clifton. Danny.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
How are yourself?
You, all right. So I'm a huge Packer fan. I'm an owner and everything. I'm an Aaron Rodgers. I love him. So I'm very excited for this. It's a lot easier to go to the Meadowlands than it is out to Green Bay. So I'll definitely be catching some games. But one of the things maybe the Jets do, if they're really all in, maybe say, hey, listen, maybe we'll bring one or two of your guys, your buddies over, Randall Cobb, on the cheap. You know, I don't know what the depth, you know, with all the Jets are and stuff. I don't follow the roster like I do the Packers, but just, you know, something out there too. And for just, you know, funny part, like not funny, but I wonder what jersey number he's going to wear. I don't think he's going to wear 4. because of Brett Favre, and obviously he can't wear 12. So,
well,
that's it,
I mean,
guys.
Joe Namath did say he could wear 12. I hope he doesn't take him up on that. But Danny, I'm curious about one thing. You're a Packer fan, but you're thrilled that Aaron Rodgers is leaving to go to play for the Jets?
No, I'm not thrilled. I'm excited for him. It'll be new, but you know, I do want to see what Jordan Love has. We've gone to 5 NFC Championship games, and I believe 3 of those I would have put on our defense. 2 of them would put on our offense, and the Packers organization just the Packers organization. It's a brand. It's not an owner. There's not one owner. There's not a Jerry Jones or a Robert Kraft. Mm-hmm. So they never went out and got the next guy to, like, you know, okay, we need that one defensive player. We needed that one offensive sparking guy, you know. So it
well, they have done that. I mean, they did it with Reggie White. So, I mean, that was the first big free agent signing where it kind of moved the needle. You know, they do what they have to do. They're a publicly held company, and they certainly make money. So, yeah, they've had a pretty nice run. What is it, 35 years of having two of the best quarterbacks of all time?
Yeah, it'll
now,
work.
We'll see how Love works. Ralph Vacchiano just tweeted out that Jones's contract includes $82 million in guaranteed money. Had the Giants used the franchise tag on Jones in each of the next 2 years, he would have gotten about $71.3 million guaranteed. So he ends up getting 11 more than that. That wouldn't have been cap-friendly, though.
Right.
The four-year deal becomes cap-friendly. Let's go to Mike in Long Island. Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm good, thanks. I just want to touch on Rodgers. I think kind of like you, Michael, he's a spiteful guy, and he still has issues about what Favre did to him, and he wants to go to New York and get a championship unlike Favre did. What are your thoughts?
I could see it playing out like that. I don't know if that's what drives him. Spite's a powerful thing, but he's not really spiting Favre. Favre didn't fail here. He got hurt. In fact, Don, he did much more than the Jets could have even hoped for.
Oh,
until he got hurt. They were going to the playoffs.
They were 8-3. They were one of the best teams in football. I remember we were doing a remote at the Morristown Hospital, which is the official hospital of the Jets, and we were thinking about this team possibly competing for a Super Bowl. And he had an injury. He didn't tell anybody about it, and it derailed their season.
I'm actually of the belief that one of the negatives for him joining the Jets, he'd be taking the same path as Brett Favre, a guy he doesn't like, and a guy who really hurt him. Now he's going to take the same route?
But, well, I don't know. What is his motivation?
Nobody knows. You can't get inside this guy's head.
But even so, he doesn't want to play and fail. He wants to play and succeed. Now, what is success? MVP? Well, the Jets still benefit from him going out there and having an MVP season. If his motivation is to win a Super Bowl, well, all the better. But he doesn't want to go there and just play. He wants to go and succeed. So what team gives him the best chance to do that? And I think if it's between the Packers and the Jets, it would be the Jets. Now let's see. Hopefully they put their best foot forward today and they impress him and he feels comfortable going there.
Let's go to Arnie in Mendham. What's up, Arnie?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Great, you?
I'm all right. I got 3 comments, 2 about the Giants, 1 about the Jets, if you'll just let me run through them.
Go for it.
Number one, I know that there's not the greatest value on running backs as there are as on quarterbacks. I think the Giants ought to do the right thing with Saquon, because without him last year, they don't go to the playoffs. The other thing, and I preface this by saying that the salaries for quarterbacks is like crazy anyway, but I would submit to you that your earlier caller that said that Jones had a great year, I think was correct. When you look at, an inconsistent offensive line, a bunch of basically backup receivers.
Okay, but Arnie, then what you're doing is grading on a curve. He did not have a great year.
Well, I disagree with you.
He had a good year for what he was provided. So you're trying to extrapolate out, well, if he had – you know, if he had Stephon Diggs, that he'd have great. We don't know if he would have had a great year.
He won a playoff game with this cast around him. Okay, and I don't think he's worth $40 million a year, but nobody is. But the fact is that if you surround him with some better players, I think he does get better stats. The last thing I want to talk about is the Jets. You keep saying that, you know, the getting Rodgers gives them a real chance at a Super Bowl. First of all, with or without Rodgers, who do they have to go through in the AFC to get to the Super Bowl? Secondly, I don't think he'll do well. If he doesn't do well on the field, I don't think he's going to do well with the New York press. I don't believe that.
I am not one of the people that's selling that. They're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, will they make the playoffs? Yes, we'll see. It's a hard road to the Super Bowl in the AFC. But one thing I would disagree with Arnie about, I hate when people say no one's worth $40 million. Really? You see what NFL teams make?
I think he's being literal, though.
Okay, but you can't be literal because, I'm sorry, yeah, athletes shouldn't be making more than firemen and policemen and teachers. I get that, but NFL teams make a lot of money. So the players get 50% of the money that an NFL team makes. And if that comes out to a quarterback making $40 million, you know what? He deserves it. He then deserves it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, if you just joined us, Daniel Jones has signed a 4-year, $160 million contract, $35 million in incentives. Saquon Barkley has been franchised at 10.1. The Jets have flown out to California. Woody Johnson, part of the contingent, to talk with Aaron Rodgers after first initially talking with him, I guess, either via Zoom or phone call. They were granted permission by the Packers, so that's where we are right now with that. As more information becomes available, we will certainly get it to you. But, you try to connect dots, read tea leaves, whatever cliche you want to use, and it would seem like there's a possibility they're going to get him. But I guess it could go wrong because anybody that has made a living trying to get inside the mind of Aaron Rodgers ends up not looking smart because I don't know if Aaron Rodgers knows what he's thinking half the time. So how could we know what he's thinking? And if he does have that insulated inner circle, then no one's talking. We'll see what happens after this meeting. Let's go to Dominic in Brooklyn. Dominic.
Hey, guys. How you doing? One main thing is in regards to Dan Jones, and then just two quick things about the Yankees and maybe the picks next year. So Jones, a bunch of people I know already are saying, you know, too much money. And I guess, like, I'll lay out and look like a dummy here because, A, I am, and, B, I mean, just whatever. I'm raising a natural, like, simple point. What was the alternative that is so simple to everybody who's saying we overpaid? Like, what should we have done? If we simplifying real quick, if we said 35, he said 45, and we meet in the middle, it's not all guaranteed. And again, I can't think of who else we could have got. And we kept Saquon. I don't know. Like, to me, emphasis on this fact, it's not my money. What is everyone so sure of that we should have done otherwise? So if any of the three of you know, let me know. If anyone wants to call.
Well, they didn't have good options. That's why he got the money he got.
Right. So given that, right, and what are we supposed to do? Change what the other possibilities were when they weren't there? So I don't know. That's just food for thought for anyone that feels weirdly smug and happy about the Giants paying for the guy they wanted to get. The other fun quick things are, Michael, is it Volpe or Volpe? Tell them to play that kid and then let me know. And then last of all, Don, if you could manage to win the picks, since you don't like the punishments, and I kind of agree with you, since the crickets being the last more fun than that one.
Thank you.
You should make the other two, if not the loser, pay for your parking, because we'd never hear the end of it. And it would be a fun part of the show each day. So,
that would be pretty lucrative for me, so I don't know if they'll ever agree to that.
That would require a really good payoff for us,
too. That is, I don't know what the alternative would be, but that's really getting to the bottom of our wallets, because the parking is pretty expensive. But what's the alternative, Michael? The alternative would have been franchising him and hoping somebody would have taken him, and then starting from scratch.
Or just franchising him, then having to make more cap room.
Right. And then if he doesn't play well, then you get him at a lesser rate. Could you have gone out and tried to get Lamar Jackson and go there? I mean, these are the things I heard people say that don't pay Daniel Jones was their alternative. I don't know if any of them is a panacea. I get it, but the way I look at it is if the Giants were willing to give him 38 for 5 years, so $190 million, if that report is true, then really what more did they give? They got one less year and a couple of extra $1 million per season. So if they're willing to go to 38, what's the difference between 38 and 40, as long as they didn't have to franchise him?
All right, and really only the first 2 years are guaranteed, so they could get out of it,
too. Right.
Let's go to Anthony in the car. Anthony.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I got to admit, having Dave and Rick in the lounge tonight, whoever won those tickets really are you know, they're coming out on the bottom.
Oh, that's
not good. Hanging out with Peter.
Oh, really? I thought the complete opposite.
Oh, I knew you'd say that
too. Peter, you should have went, though. Come
should've
on.
Gone,
well, no. Let me ask you a serious question. Like, at this moment, I feel okay at this moment. But, like, I'm on day three, Natalie on, like, day five of sick in this house. Coughing, wheezing, NyQuil, DayQuil. And I woke up today feeling like garbage. If you wake up in this era feeling like garbage, on that same night, can you really go out and shake hands and kiss babies?
I mean, I don't think you can kiss babies in any scenario, in any era. But, well said. You know, you can certainly go.
Anthony. Good point by Anthony.
You think so?
So, listen, I'm happy about the Daniel Jones contract. Don, you're right. What else? You know, what is $2 million? Why fight over it? But, Michael, the reason why I'm calling is to give you a little you know, kind of taste of a would you, if you don't mind answering it for
me. Ooh, a little preview for tomorrow.
Shoot.
That's right, because this isn't just a way of life. This is almost a religion at this point, you know?
Wow.
And
you got 20 seconds. Go.
So here you go. Hal Steinbrenner gets bit by his dog and says, nobody who owns a dog can work for the Yankees anymore. Do you give up the dog?
Wow, that's a great, great would you.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.